In the final part of this symposium, see how Christians who even pay the ultimate price for their courage are rewarded. Listen now as Brother Kevin Dombrowski, Assembly Overseer and Pioneer Elder from the Edmonton Laurier Heights Congregation, considers what they risked, how they were rewarded, Stephen.
There are a lot of notable people by the name of Stephen. Stephen Hawking, physicist. Stephen Colbert, comedian. Stephen King, author. And my favorite, Stephen Elkins. He sang "The Wheels and the Bus Go Round and Round." But as Christians, there is a very important individual by the name of Stephen. In fact, there's only one Stephen mentioned in the entire Bible. And in Acts chapter 6, the Bible writer Luke recorded some short experiences at the end of Stephen's life. So let's consider the Bible account and the first question. What did he, Stephen, risk? Well, let's read about it in Acts chapter 6. And we'll see that Stephen actually risked his life to spread the good news. Acts chapter 6, verse 11 and verse 12. It says, "Then they secretly persuaded men to say, 'We've heard him speaking blasphemous things against Moses and God.' And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and coming upon him suddenly, they forcibly seized him and led him to the Sanhedrin." So these accusations were serious. Stephen was accused of blasphemy, which was a capital offense. And so his opposers charged him of blaspheming against God by speaking against the temple in Jerusalem. And they said that he was blaspheming against Moses by changing customs that Moses handed down. So this all happened at a time when Christians were being persecuted. Yet Stephen witnessed courageously. He witnessed even when on trial for his life. And what was the result? Stephen was unjustly killed by wicked opposers. So what does that show us? Jehovah does not always save his servants from death. But nevertheless, he still rewards them. But you may be thinking, well, how is Stephen rewarded? Because he was killed. Well, consider these three rewards. First of all, Jehovah rewarded Stephen with a glorious vision. Acts 7, verse 55. Stephen was favored at this time by God with a vision of God's glory and of Jesus standing at God's right hand. So from this vision, Stephen knew that Jehovah and Christ Jesus were supporting him. So he had nothing to fear. How about the second reward? Jehovah rewarded Stephen by answering his prayer. Do you remember that prayer? Acts 7, verse 60. Stephen knelt down. He cried out with a strong voice, and he said, "Jehovah, do not charge the sin against them." And after saying this, he fell asleep in death. So did you see Stephen's request in the prayer? He said, "Do not charge the sin against them." So who is the them? It was his persecutors. And so Stephen prayed for his persecutors that God would forgive them. So that was a loving thing on Stephen's part. So who could this part of this prayer specifically apply to? To the persecutor, Saul. One of the men for whom Stephen prayed that day was Saul, who witnessed and approved of Stephen's murder. And so later the resurrected Jesus appeared to Saul, and that former persecutor became a follower of Christ and went on to become the Apostle Paul. So there's quite a reward related to Stephen's request that he made in prayer. And the third reward, Jehovah rewarded Stephen with immortal life in the heavens. So imagine how the resurrected Stephen felt when he learned about the conversion of Saul. And so there we have it, three rewards that Stephen received. Many accounts in the Bible have a lesson. So what is the lesson for us in this particular account? First lesson, persevere in sharing the good news despite opposition. By relying on God's Holy Spirit, you too can receive God's favor and His support. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 showed us how we can take this step. It said that we can ask Jehovah to grant us the courage to speak His word with boldness. And that lesson was so nicely brought out in my favorite Caleb and Sophia video, number 13, entitled, Jehovah Will Help You Be Bold. Yep, it's kind of a tearjerker. And how about the second lesson? Pray for those who persecute you or who persecute your brothers. Some of our persecutors may be moved to even stop opposing us. And some of our persecutors may be moved to even accept the truth. And so wouldn't that be amazing to have that experience? And the third lesson, focus on the hope. Jehovah helps Stephen to focus on the hope by allowing him to receive that vision of Jehovah and Christ Jesus in the heavens. So instead of a vision like that received by Stephen, how has Jehovah helped us? What has He given us? And it's His Word, the Bible. So from God's Word, we can focus on our hope by reading the descriptions of the new world. And we can focus on our hope when we see the wonderful artwork in our publications and in our moving videos. So we need to use these gifts to secure the hope of salvation in our mind and in our heart. So now, how has Jehovah rewarded zealous evangelizers in our area? Well, we'd like to interview a publisher who acted courageously in coming into the truth so as to have a share in spreading the kingdom good news. Brother Sam Sestani is from the congregation in Camrose, one of them, and he had some unusual opposition. So first of all, Brother Sestani, you grew up in what unique situation?
I was born in the Republic of Afghanistan, which borders in Iran and Pakistan. I was raised there by my family as a Muslim.
And so when did you find the truth and take a stand?
When I was in Canada some 7 years ago, my wife started going to the meetings. So I accepted a Bible study and I started attending the meetings and I was baptized in December 2012.
And so how did your family and relatives react to your decision to become a witness?
To be honest with you, only my immediate family knows that I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
So why was that? What kind of risk was there?
Well, to denounce Muslim faith, they basically believe that you're a traitor and you could lose your life, they could kill you. And those who would kill you, they believed that they would find reward for that.
Wow, so that was quite a step. And we saw from our account that Stephen was brought before the Sanhedrin. And so, who did you appear before?
I happened to be in the same building with two leaders of the mosque. And that situation turned out to be very awkward and volatile.
And in what way?
Well, Muslims believe that they pray five times a day. So while I was there, one of the prayer times arrived, and both of them stood up, and they wanted me to join in prayers with them. So I said, no, I'm not going to do it, and they were really angry with me.
And so what helped you to be courageous?
Well, to know Jehovah, know Bible standards, and to know the truth and walk in the way of truth actually helped me to hold my integrity and say no to them.
And so since then, how has Jehovah rewarded your actions?
I have the privilege of serving as an elder in my congregation, and I have been serving as a regular auxiliary pioneer for almost 4 years.
Excellent. Well, thanks for relating to us that courageous life experience. So what can we do? We can imitate the courage of faithful ones. In a vision recorded at Revelation 6, verses 9 through 11, which was fulfilled during the time of the end, Jehovah acted on behalf of those that were slaughtered because of God's word and because of the witness that they were giving. And so Stephen and other Christian martyrs, they sacrificed their lives in Jesus' name and have been resurrected as spirits. And in that vision in Revelation chapter 6, it explains that they were given symbolic white robes to indicate the now favored position that they had raised to heavenly life. So they conquered. This shows us that centuries after Stephen's death, Jehovah had not forgot about him. God likewise did not forget about these other courageous ones that we discussed. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, perhaps better known for their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They risked their lives to stay faithful. And these examples are certainly worth imitating. And as we learned in the first part of the symposium, Peter understandably asked, what will there be for us? And you know, we can ask that same question about the risks that we've taken with regards to the sacrifices that we have made. What will there be for us? Well, how did Jesus respond to Peter? Let's read that response. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 29. Here's the answer that he was given. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times as much and will inherit everlasting life. So though we may risk much to please Jehovah, he will reward us with 100-fold now and soon with everlasting life.
Thank you, brothers, for presenting those motivating examples of courage. And of course, the greatest example of human courage is our Lord Jesus Christ.